One day, a kindergarten teacher nun said to the class of 5-year-olds, "I will give you $50 to the child who can tell me who was the most famous man who ever lived." An Irish boy put his hand up and said, "It was St. Patrick." The teacher said, "Sorry, John, that's not correct." Then a Scottish boy put his hand up and said, "It was St. Andrew." The teacher replied, "I'm sorry, Hamish, that's not right either." Finally, a Jewish boy raised his hand and said, "It was Jesus Christ." The teacher said, "That's absolutely right, Marvin. Come up here and I will give you the $50. As the teacher was giving Marvin his money, she said, "You know, Marvin, you being Jewish, I was very surprised you said Jesus Christ." Marvin replied, "Yeah, in my heart I knew it was Moses, but business is business." The church liturgical year concludes with this feast of Christ the King, instituted 100 years ago by Pope Pius XI in 1925 in order to celebrate the Jubilee year and the 16th centenary of the Council of Nicaea. This feast was established and proclaimed by the Pope to reassert the sovereignty of Christ and the Church over all forms of government and to remind Christians of the personal fidelity and loyalty they owed to Christ. This feast was also a reminder to the totalitarian governments of Mussolini, Hitler, and Stalin that Jesus Christ is the only sovereign king. Christ is our spiritual king and ruler who rules by truth and love. We declare our loyalty to him by the quality of our Christian commitment expressed in our humble service of others with sacrificial and forgiving love and by our solidarity with the poor. In thousands of human hearts all over the world, Jesus still reigns as King. The cross is his throne and the Sermon on the Mount is rule of law. His citizens need obey only one major law, that is, love God with all your being and love others as I have loved you. His love is selfless, compassionate, forgiving, and unconditional. He is a king with a saving and liberating mission to free us from all types of bondage, enabling us to live peacefully and happily on earth, and promising us an inheritance in the eternal life of heaven. Today's gospel presents Christ the King as reigning not from a throne, but from the gibbet of the cross. Like the suffering servant of Isaiah, he is despised and rejected as the bystanders ridicule the crucified king, challenging kingship by coming down from the cross. The gospel also tells of the criminal crucified beside Jesus who recognized him as a savior king and asked Jesus to remember him when Jesus entered his kingdom. Jesus promised the good thief that he would be with him that day in paradise. The tradition remembers the criminal on Jesus' right side as a good thief who repented of his sins at the last moment. Although the Romans intended the inscription on the cross, "This is the King of the Jews," to be ironic, it reflected the popular Jewish speculations about Jesus' possible identity as the Messiah of Israel. For Luke and other early Christians, that title was correct, since the kingship of Jesus was made manifest most perfectly in his suffering and death on the cross, followed by his resurrection on the third day as he had foretold. So what is the kingdom of God? Gerald Daring, he says, the kingdom of God is a space. That means it exists in every home where parents and children love each other. It exists in every region and country that cares for its weak and vulnerable. It exists in every parish that reaches out to the needy. The kingdom of God is a time. It happens whenever someone feeds a hungry person or shelters a homeless person or shows care to a neglected person. It happens whenever we overturn an unjust law or correct an injustice or avert a war. It happens whenever people join in the struggle to overcome poverty, to erase ignorance, to pass on the faith. The kingdom of God is in the past. That means in the life and work of Jesus of Nazareth. The kingdom of God is in the present. That means in the work of the church and in the efforts of many others to create a world of goodness and justice. The kingdom of God is in the future. That means reaching its completion in the age to come. The kingdom of God is a condition. Its symptoms are love, justice, and peace. Jesus Christ is King. We pray today that God may free all the world to rejoice in His peace, to glory in His justice, to live in His love. As we celebrate the kingship of Christ today, let us remember the truth. If Christ is really King of my life, He must be King of every part of my life, and I must let Him reign in all parts of my life. On this great feast of Christ the King, let us resolve to give Him the central place in our lives and promise to obey His commandment of love by sharing what we have with all His needy children.